Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 35 years ago, today, in 1989, Nolan Ryan of the Texas Rangers struck out Ricky Henderson of the Oakland Athletics to become the first major league pitcher to register 5,000 strikeouts. Ryan ended his career with a record-setting 5,714 strikeouts. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect knee-high, groundswell Thursday morning with waist-high sets, building to shoulder-high in the afternoon. Friday and Saturday mornings will have waist-to-chest-high swell with shoulder-high waves, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoons. Sunday will see waist-high swell with stomach-high sets, remaining glassy in the morning. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair in the morning until 9 at 2 to 3 feet. Then it bumps up to 3 to 4 feet and choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 1.5-foot incoming low tide, when the south swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first low tide Thursday will be 0 foot at 5:30 a.m. with a 5.5-foot high tide at 11:45. This morning it's foggy and feels like 66 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:24 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 this morning, clearing up to mostly sunny skies with a high near 77 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 65. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Friday through Sunday with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the low to mid 60s. Starting Sunday night, patchy fog will develop after 11 p.m., clearing by mid-morning Monday. Monday will be mostly sunny with a high near 81. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, there is news about outside investors impacting the market for single-family homes in San Diego, buying an increasing portion of available properties. Two New York City private equity firms, Blackstone and BlackRock, are particularly active. According to the real estate portal Redfin, investors purchased nearly one quarter of San Diego homes sold in the second quarter. Nationwide, the purchase of U.S. homes rose 3.4% year over year, with investors buying $43 billion worth of homes. Redfin reports that elevated home prices and mortgage rates are driving rental demand. Now on to sports. Inside Northwestern's quest to build a college football stadium in 65 days, the temporary stadium in Evanston, Illinois, is still under construction. The North Grandstand's final bleachers are being added, and scaffolding is in place for the scoreboard. The South Stands will feature club-level seating with views of Lake Michigan. Named Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium, this 15,000-seat stadium will host Wildcats games for the next two seasons during Ryan Field's $800 million rebuild. Deputy Athletic Director Jesse Marks emphasized the tight timeframe, calling it a project of grit and tenacity. In local sports, the Padres at home lost to the Twins 10-5. And tonight, the Padres will stay at Petco to take on the Mets for Game 1 of a 3-game series. In top news, can energy drinks really boost your metabolism? Fitness influencers tout them as metabolism stimulants, but experts reveal the truth. Energy drinks, often packed with sugar, have low-calorie options claiming to aid in weight management. Andrew Jackham from the Mayo Clinic notes that caffeine can increase metabolism short-term, but is unlikely to cause substantial fat loss. Jeffrey Stout from the University of Central Florida adds that energy drinks are more effective when combined with exercise. Lena Bukovic, a dietitian, states there is no correlation between energy drink consumption and weight loss. Experts recommend caution and focusing on a balanced lifestyle. In business news, in a notable development, Lingo Telecom has agreed to pay a $1 million fine for transmitting AI-generated robocalls that imitated President Joe Biden, aiming to dissuade voters in New Hampshire's Democratic primary. The Federal Communications Commission highlighted that these calls, directed by political consultant Steve Kramer, used voice cloning technology to spread disinformation. Initially, the Federal Communications Commission proposed a $2 million fine. Kramer, who faces charges, admitted to paying $500 for the calls. The Federal Communications Commission has also proposed a $6 million fine for Kramer and is considering new rules for AI-generated political ads. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $61,200. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $144. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Russia is urging citizens to reduce their use of dating apps and other online activities to prevent Ukrainian spying. Following Ukraine's surprise attack on Kursk, a memo from Russia's Ministry of Internal Affairs warns against using online dating services, as they could be exploited for information gathering. Popular U.S. dating apps like Tinder and Hinge are not available in Russia, as Match Group withdrew from the market in 2023. Authorities also advised against posting footage from dashcams or using unprotected home security cameras to prevent strategic information from being accessed. And in entertainment news, Chick-fil-A plans to launch a video streaming service focusing on family-friendly content, according to Deadline. The fast food chain is reportedly paying up to $400,000 per half hour for unscripted content and is working with major production companies. Producer Brian Gibson has been recruited to head programming. Chick-fil-A is also in discussions to license a family-friendly game show and has ordered 10 episodes of an unnamed show from Sugar 23. This move comes as the streaming industry faces a boiling point, with increased options and price hikes leading to frequent subscription cancellations. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the 26th president and conservationist, Theodore Roosevelt. And he said, "It is only through labor and painful effort by grim energy and resolute courage that we move on to better things. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.